This is Alicia, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. The College Life Podcast is here to provide you with ideas on how college students can design their life, be mindful and intentional about what they're doing while they are in college. We will also interview people who have already graduated from college, who currently work at a college, and current college students. Each guest will share their story, their struggles, their successes, and offer you tips on how to take ownership and make the most of your time while you're in college. Let's get to it. Welcome to the College Life Podcast. It's Alicia here, and it is the end of the semester. I hope that you are finished with finals and that they went really well. If you are not finished, you are so close. So I hope that you are finished really, really soon and can relax and take a little break. In this episode, I want to talk about reflecting on this semester. Every semester, I'm going to encourage you to do this. Reflection is such an important part of our lives, but we often don't take the time to actually sit and ask ourselves some basic questions that can really help us learn from our experiences. So the first thing that I'm going to ask you to do is just sit and think about this entire semester. What worked really, really well? What did you do? What are the actions that you actually did throughout the semester that really helped you get where you want to be? This can be academic related and actually a specific class that you went to office hours and you really, really tried and you really put a lot of time and work and effort into studying and you really felt like it paid off. It could also be something outside of the classroom that helped you be successful in the classroom. So for example, it might be buying a planner at the beginning of the semester and setting up your schedule, and that really, really helped you throughout the semester to stay strong in your organization and that you didn't miss any assignments or you didn't turn any assignments in late and you were really ahead of the game when it comes to time management. Another thing could be maybe you connected with somebody, maybe it was a friend. You stepped outside of your comfort zone and were able to meet somebody new or make a new connection, whether it be a friend, a peer, or somebody even at your college, or maybe even somebody in the community that you've started building a relationship with. Again, the purpose is to really think and reflect on what you did really, really well, and how can you incorporate that again, or even make it a little bit better for the next semester. I encourage you to do this, especially to think about what worked well, because oftentimes we just go through life and we focus a lot on the negatives, and it can be really easy to do that. So if you can think about one or two positive things that you did that worked for you that was really, really helpful to your success this semester, you are more likely to do it again in the next semester. So take the time, sit and think, what is one thing or two things that you did really well this semester and that you maybe want to incorporate in your future semesters? Another thing that I want to do is also think about what is something that you did this semester that's going to help you in your long-term goals and that's going to help you reach your long-term goals. So I'm not just necessarily talking about grades or earning college credit for classes. I'm actually thinking bigger. Who are the connections that you did make that are going to help you take one step closer to the life that you want to create for yourself after college? I don't care if you are a first-year freshman and it's your first semester, or if it's your last semester, I really want you to think about what are the things that you did that are going to help you long term. I also want you to reflect on the things in the semester that didn't go so well. So what was one thing or two things that you felt like, dang, I definitely could have done that better, or I could have done it completely different and it would have worked out much better? What are those things? And it could, again, be a specific class. Maybe it's attendance policy and you should have read your syllabus more carefully. Maybe it was you should have bought a planner at the very beginning of the semester and written down all of your assignments. Maybe it was you should have gone to your professor earlier. Maybe you should have just gone to your professor because you didn't do it the entire semester and you know that's something that would have probably helped you in the long run. Again, just think about what's one or two things that you maybe didn't do so hot this semester that you can actually implement into your next semester. And to make sure that you do that, I would also encourage you to actually write that down in your phone somewhere, maybe write it in a sticky note for spring 2019 semester. I will do this. It's just a good reminder and it will help you be even more prepared for a new semester in the spring. Another thing you might want to do is actually email yourself. And sometimes you can do like a delivery date, so you could do it that week before classes start, so then you get that email that date. Again, I just encourage you to think about what is one thing that you can do differently next semester to set yourself up for success. I also want you to think about what's one or two things that you can do next semester that you wish you would have done this semester that's also going to help you in your long-term goals. What is one thing that you could do, one person that you can connect with on campus? Maybe it's getting involved with a club or organization on campus. Maybe it is learning more about the study abroad options on your campus. Maybe it is getting an internship and applying to 4 or 5 internships this summer. This is actually really important to start thinking about now because people do hire interns starting in January for the summer. So this was just a quick episode to really get you to think and reflect on what's kind of happened this semester, the good, the bad, and what you need to improve for next semester, and then just really learning from your experiences this semester. I hope that this was helpful for you. I will be doing some shorter episodes over winter break because I know most of you will be relaxing, and I hope that you get to, and you should. Maybe you're going to be working and trying to make a little bit of money, but either way, I just want to still make sure that I'm staying in contact with you. I also went to that workshop over the past week about developing purpose, and I have learned a lot about myself, and I'm super excited to share that with you. So I will be doing a lot of episodes coming up about that training and what I learned from it and how it's really helped me get clarity in what I really want to do long term and my purpose here on earth. And I hope that some of the tools that I learned I can actually share with you on the podcast that you can implement in your own life to really help you figure out maybe what your purpose is. And if you are interested in that, please send me a message on Instagram at the College Life Coach. If you're also interested in any other kind of topic that you have been thinking about and you really just want to learn more about, don't hesitate to reach out to me. Just message me really quick. I love connecting with you on there. I will catch you in the next episode, and I hope that you have an excellent week.